Welcome to episode 29 of the Super Podcast. I'm your awesome host, Super Marcy, and I'm joined with my very special guest who's making his long-awaited return to the podcast, and that would be Stephen, my showgirls buddy.
Greetings.
Greetings from Australia.
Long time no see.
Yes, see here, hang out see. With, whatever. Yeah. Yes, I think the last time you were on the podcast, it might have been talking about Avatar or 1999 movies.
I think it was like a top five type thing.
I don't actually remember. So, yes, it's been a while.
It's actually, I think we haven't even done one this year.
I don't know. I'd have to look back, but I think the last one might have been Avatar.
All right.
I'm pretty sure it was Avatar, and that was last year or early this year. But anyway, we decided that we were going to talk
what,
about...
What has brought us together?
Yeah, we decided, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, that when A Nightmare on Elm Street remake comes out, we're going to do a podcast about it once we've both seen it. And we both have seen it because we are special, and we're going to talk about it. And I'll just warn the lovely listeners out there that there will be spoilers and we will be comparing it to the original because there's just no way that you can look at it on its own. So, yes, you've been pre-warned and we're going to get right to it. And I'm going to say that the more that I think about this movie, the more that I don't like it. And I actually thought it was all right after I watched it, but then I just kept thinking about it and I don't like it as much as a few days ago.
Well, I've only seen it once, and I need to see it a second time to let it sink in properly.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I may end up hating it even more the second time around. But as of now, only seeing it once, I didn't mind it.
I am sort of like it was average if I look at it just like as a movie.
Yeah.
Without thinking about the original and blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, as like just a regular horror movie. You know, it's for me, it's like average. But then the more I think about certain things, the more I'm just like, that's really kind of dumb.
It definitely had some dumb stuff in it.
But should we discuss what we thought was decent or good about it first?
Yes.
All right. One thing that I will give the movie is that I thought that the overall look of the film was really good because they obviously had, you know, a decent budget. So
yeah.
I thought the sets and everything were really, really good. It looked good.
Yeah, it looked like it had a budget and it looked like slick and stuff.
Yeah, it had a good look to it. And I also thought, like, certain things, how they kind of were merging, like, their real life to the dream sequences. Like, a lot of the time it was pretty well done.
Yeah.
Like, specifically, like, in the supermarket, how it kind of changed to the boiler room. That was kind of pretty effective. And it looked good. Yeah.
Sorry?
Okay. You can go.
Okay.
I finished.
I guess the main dream that pops up into mind, like, when it comes to, like, waking up in the dream or whatever, was the chick when she's sitting in the classroom.
Yeah.
And she has a micro sleep and wakes up, and then all the students around her, like, explode, and the room looks all dead and pretty as shit with a chalkboard.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And the other one that was, I'm trying to think of which bit it was. Actually, the opening death is actually pretty cool. I thought that was well done.
Yeah, I thought the opening was good.
Yeah, it actually had a really good opening, and as I just discovered now, the guy at the beginning was Kellan Lutz, or however you pronounce his name.
Yeah.
Who's from my favourite film series of all time, Twilight.
Why is that funny, Mark?
It's hilarious. And he's actually, he's not too bad looking, if I do say so.
He's not, and unfortunately, he's probably the best-looking person in the movie, and he dies in the first 5 minutes.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's a cool, like death sequence.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if I had never seen the original and that was the opening scene to this movie, it fully would have, like, put me in a mood.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I mean, yeah. That's one, like, that's definitely, like, one of the really big positives about it. Like, some of the deaths I thought were actually pretty well done and, you know, it's got a decent amount of blood and everything.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that stuff's not too bad. I thought that, like, the actual look of Freddy was pretty well done because it's something different and his face is kind of hard to look at. Like, he seems to not have a nose and he's got, like, half his cheek is missing.
Yeah.
And he can kind of, like, see inside his face.
Yeah, I think people are so used to Robert Englund from the original that it's really hard to accept, like, another style of makeup for his face. But, I mean, if I'd never seen the old one, I wouldn't have really had any sort of issue with how he looked in this. I think it was pretty good. And because he looked a bit weird, like, his eyes looked a bit weird and because he was burnt all over, I actually wanted to keep looking at him. Like, every time he'd come on screen, I'd try and see as much of his face as I could.
Yeah, you definitely want to look at it. Yeah. And they did sort of, like, really want to go for, like, a burn victim look. And it is, like, I thought it was really well done.
Yeah, no, I think he looks good as,
Yeah, it is good. And the, the glove, the claws were, you know, very Freddy-like, so.
Yeah, they were cool. They looked dangerous.
They looked good. Like, yeah, they looked like they could actually really do some damage.
Yeah.
Any other positives you can think of about the movie? Because I think I'm out of positives.
Well, aside from how Freddy looked, I think, what's his face? Jackie, the guy I played him, did pretty good with it.
Yeah, Jackie L. Haley.
He played it very serious, I didn't mind.
Yeah, like, he didn't really have, like, one-liners, but they sort of copied some of the dialogue, but
yeah.
I thought that it, how do you say it? Like, his, the way he put it across, I thought, was pretty good. Like, he's not trying to be a comedian. He's not really being too serious either. He's
he's definitely, like, cocky, but he's not cracking jokes.
Yeah, he is kind of creepy, but the one thing that was just so distracting for me, and I just found it really annoying, was the fact that, you know, his voice sounded like Rorschach from Watchmen. Now, yes, it is played by the same person, but they could have, like, I don't know, changed his voice or done something because it sounded exactly like him and it was just really kind of just annoyed me.
Yeah, I think Watchmen has forever
it put me
stuck
off.
Itself onto him. It's like Christian Bale, like in Batman, when he talks the same way in Terminator Salvation.
Yeah, exactly. He does the Batman voice in Terminator Salvation, and that was like one of the things I really hated about that movie, and I liked Terminator Salvation.
And it's like, can't you do another voice like you're an actor, don't you?
Yeah, I know. And that's like the one thing that just annoyed me about Freddy and his performance, because other than that, he's probably he's the best thing about the movie, really.
Yeah, he is.
And I mean, he does what he can with it, and he does come off as, you know, legitimately creepy, and you really wouldn't want to be having dreams about him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I didn't think he was scary, but when he shows up, I mean, I definitely felt like they were going to die, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you just expect that they're going to die anyway.
I know, but,
you know. Yes, anyway. So, yeah, aside from that, is there anything else that was positive about the movie for you?
No, I think pretty much Freddy and the look of the movie and the few scenes here and there are pretty much the major highlights of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a standalone movie, yeah, I guess that would be the main thing. I mean, I didn't mind the story either. I didn't think the acting was that bad. Like I've heard a lot of people complain about the acting, but I honestly didn't. I mean, maybe because I didn't care about the characters, I didn't care if they were good actors or not.
Yeah, because I kind of didn't really, like, think anyone was particularly bad. I just thought they were all kind of all right. I just thought Nancy was boring as shit.
Yeah, she was boring.
Yeah, but
I think that's the thing. There was no one. They just kind of were playing teenagers and they all were just going to die. So they just kind of showed up for their scenes and then they died. Yeah. And the next, it's just, you know, but, you know, it was good enough. I didn't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really go into something like this expecting amazing performances. I just, you know.
Well, the performances from the original were not that great, so.
Yeah, I mean, as much as I love it, like, when you watch it again, it's not like everyone was, like, the best actor ever. They do, like, a decent job. They get do a by. Job.
Nancy's yeah. mother in the original is a bad actress.
It's so awful. I know. Oh my God.
And even Nancy, every now and again, will have a few yeah. crappy lines. But yeah. whatever. It's 80s. It's a slasher film. Yeah, exactly. You know, no one really cares. So yeah, I'm not going to exactly. be picky about the
actors. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm sitting there dissecting their performances. It's just a horror movie. Not that horror yeah. movies can't have good acting, et cetera, but you know what sort of movie it is. So. You know, yeah, it's exactly. not like it's got to be fantastic.
Yeah.
So I guess the fun part is we can talk about what was bad with the movie. Yes. That's always
and
fun.
There is quite a bit.
Yes. And I'll start off by saying that them having introducing this micro-nap crap was just such a dumb-ass plot device for them to go into the dream world that it just became ridiculous. Like, no matter how tired I am or how, like, how much sleep I don't get, I'm not going to go swimming and fucking fall asleep in the middle of a fucking swimming race. Please. That was, like, the most dumb thing ever.
Well, that was, like, when Nancy was walking out of the school and she had that really, really cool vision, which I think they did really well, of her friend in the body bag.
Are you talking original or this one?
No, the remake.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, she's walking and this, she starts having this, like, vision. I'm thinking, oh, like, I didn't realize it was a dream because I'm thinking, how's she standing and micro-sleeping at the same time?
Yeah, like, I know. It's just dumb. Like, but then again, these kids just continuously fall asleep. They don't even try to stay awake. The only person who actually tried to stay awake was, I think his name was Quentin, Kyle Gowner. And he was taking, like the ADHD yeah. tablets. At least he was yeah. trying.
Was doing something, yeah.
Yeah, everyone else is just, like, not even trying. And you're supposed to be petrified to sleep because this guy's going to fucking kill you. I thought that was just a really dumb, dumb thing. And, you know, it doesn't take much to just fix that in the script. Like, have them drink some Red Bulls or take, you know, stay awake or stay alert pills or something. Have them drink coffee.
Like Nancy was all, oh, I don't want the pills, blah, blah, blah. And you would think after she had that pharmacy incident, she'd be, like, yeah. shitting her pants.
Yeah, exactly. Like you'd think.
Grabbing anything she could.
You know, you'd think she'd be, like, grabbing, like, a six-pack of Red Bull. And yeah. that was one of, like, the really good things in the original was the need to stay awake. We can't go to sleep, you know, because Freddy is totally going to, like, kill her.
Do you remember, like, in the original...
It just wasn't there.
Do you remember how long that they were awake for? Because I think with the new one, I think maybe having them awake for, like, 3 days was a bit excessive because no one can really do that.
I don't think they even tell us, like, how long they've been awake or when they last slept. Like,
I know that the guy that was on the pill said that he hadn't slept for 3 days.
No, I think what he says was after 3 days you start having micro-naps and then you go into a coma or rubbish. Like, I don't even know if any of that's true, but it sounds stupid.
Apparently it's true.
Yeah, apparently. I've been awake for like a week and I didn't have micro-naps and a coma. Like, I might have dozed off, like, for, you know, a few minutes, but it wasn't like a micro-nap where I'm swimming and I suddenly fell asleep. Like, I'd kind of doze off a little bit in bed, but I didn't actually get, like, the proper sleep that I needed.
But really, if this guy was that tired, why would you even go into the pool in the first place?
I don't know.
Like, how would you even have the energy to think, well, I better go diving into a pool and swimming? Like,
I'm going to go swimming. I think it was just an excuse to show a guy in his, like, Speedos.
No one wants to see this guy in his Speedos, though.
Well, they had to show something. And I know that, like, the original didn't have nudity or anything in it. I think we just kind of saw Nancy in the bath. But yeah. this movie totally could have done with, like, some massive sex scene and nudity. And it was so, like, not there.
Well,
that would have been awesome.
That bathtub scene recreation.
That was terrible.
There, but there was nothing there when I was watching. When I watched the original, I was like, that's cool. But when I saw the remake, it was just like, what was the point of that? They shouldn't have bothered with that scene.
I know, it was just there, and it's done really well in the original.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you think that Freddy is a disgusting pervert.
Yeah.
And this one is just like, yeah, that doesn't make no sense, man.
Yeah, it was weird. It just kind of happened, and it wasn't scary, and it wasn't anything.
It was just there. And the other thing, like, this movie tried to do all these stupid jump scares, and they were so lame and dumb and just...
Yeah, the jump scares were not scary at all.
They were just stupid. I think I might have kind of jumped once, and then they just kept doing it, and it's like, why? This is stupid. It's not amounting to anything.
That's the only jump scare I think...
Not creating atmosphere.
I like, and I have to talk about this scene, it looks fucking dumb, but the scene at the end when Nancy, like, goes into her dream to get Freddy, and she's in her house, and she runs into a closet, and his face appears next to her in the closet. I thought that was pretty cool as a jump scare. Like, I was like, oh, okay. But just that scene, like, as a side note, if you were in a dream and someone was able to appear anywhere possible,
why the fuck
would you bother hiding to begin with? Because he could just come up behind you, which he did. And secondly, if you're being chased, why would you corner yourself in a fucking closet? Like,
I don't know. Maybe it was some weird reference to Freddy's Revenge 2, how Jesse should have just come out the closet.
I guess it's possible.
But that's, you know, kind of pushing it a bit.
I don't think the director put that much thought into this.
No, I don't think they actually did, because it seems to be a bit of a thoughtless movie at times. They changed the story about Freddy, like his background, because originally Freddy was a child murderer.
Yeah.
He killed the kids in the town. And the parents of the kids killed him in the boiler room.
Yeah.
They set fire to him and killed him. And Nancy's mum kept his glove for some reason.
Yeah.
Now, that was all good because it made sense. Like, yeah, he's killing the kids. They're going to want to take revenge on him, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, he's come back to kill the children of the parents who did him wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Fair enough. That makes sense. They completely changed this, and Freddy is not actually a serial killer. He didn't actually kill anybody. He was a child molester, and he's come back. The parents went and killed him because he was molesting the children, which, you know, that is an actual terrible thing, and I'm sure we'd all love to burn child molesters.
Yeah.
But suddenly Freddy comes back when they're older to kill them, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
kill the parents? Yes, he should have molested them now that they're older.
But no, I mean, it's just like, why would you come back and kill their kids? Like, you wanted to molest them when they were little, so why don't you just kill the parents or something?
Well, you know, it would have made more sense, because they decided to change it. It would make more sense if he would kill the parents, because they're the ones that killed him. But instead, he wants to kill the kids that he molested. Right.
Yeah, there's no real, like, I get the fact that he will kill the kids to take away something from the parents because they took away his life. I get that, but...
More sense if he went after the parents themselves.
Yeah, because when he was a child killer, that made sense to come back and kill the kids.
Yeah, because he killed kids already. This one, he's not. He wasn't even a killer at all. The actual parents are the murderers because they killed him.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, yeah. And then they try to kind of, like, make it seem like, oh, he might have been innocent because all the kids... forgotten that they were molested.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how, because I can't imagine that you'd forget being molested. Unless, you know, every single one of them, like, completely repressed their memories or they were hypnotized to forget. None of it's actually explained as to why they don't remember any of it. They don't remember all knowing each other as, you know, six-year-old kids and going to the school.
6 years old. I mean, I don't know. Everyone I know that remembers being 6 years old. Well, I think most people would remember if they were getting cuffed on their back and being molested by a man who lives in the town. Like, all these kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Like, I remember when I was, like, 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know, like, why do all of these kids not remember anything? They don't explain why they don't remember.
And also, when they find out they were molested, no one seems to give a shit.
Yeah, I know.
They're all just like, oh, I was molested. Oh, okay, we better stay awake. It's like,
dumb.
Really, I'd be like, what? What the hell?
It's done so badly. Like, it's this massive revelation, and they're like, oh, okay, no worries.
Yeah, no, it's just like quickly, like, oh, you're molested. Okay. Like, and Nancy at least seems like somewhat, she like makes reference to it in some way.
The problem is, like, she's so bland and boring. Like, She just can't emote properly.
No, she can't.
She's just there like, okay.
Well, like, what the she fuck? Wasn't as bad as the other guy, the friend of hers in the pills, who, you know, didn't even, like, blink his eyes when he found out he was molested.
He just and he's just there. Like, oh, I don't remember it. Maybe he didn't do it. Maybe we, like, totally made it up and, like, the parents killed an innocent man. And it's like, yeah, because you're going to so jump to that conclusion.
It's so dumb. That whole molesting thing, it was just really unnecessary. Like, they didn't do anything with it.
Yeah, they should have just, like, left him as a child killer.
Yeah, it feels like they made him a molester to make the movie more, like, you know, like, controversial, like, in some way. Or
I don't know. Maybe they figured, Jackie O'Haley played a child molester pedophile in Little Children, so maybe he can play that again.
Yes, the second time you're playing a child molester, I think I'd start getting a little bit worried.
Yeah, you're totally getting typecast now, man.
But yeah, I don't know. That whole molesting thing, it was just like, what's the point of it? Like, it's not doing anything. And it's such a serious topic, and everyone's just kind of just like skimming it over.
Just
and
like, oh, like, okay.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's stupid. It's really retarded. Like, when, like, hearing about them making it and all this stuff, you're hearing about how, like, oh, they wanted to be faithful to it and they were, like, you know, trying to make things be realistic, but that's completely just crap. Like, nothing about this was really, like, you know, attempting to be better than the original or update it. Just kind of, like, worse in a way. Like, it doesn't make it better. Like, it makes the original feel better once you see this.
I think when compared to the original, I think as far as, like, story and script and stuff goes, the only thing I like with the new one compared to the old one is that I thought the script was a bit better. More because, like, the kids, like, were interacting a bit more and they were, like, researching and they were doing stuff, whereas in the first one they were just kind of, they did that stuff too, but I don't know. It's like,
yeah, they kind of, like, they kind of make a conscious effort to find things out, but they did that in the first one as well.
I guess maybe the microsleep added a bit more of an extra thing to what the kids had to do, because most of what they're trying to find out is, like, about their dreams, and all they seem to talk about is the microsleeping, because that's all they're having, microsleep.
Yeah, it's so stupid. That just was annoying, the microsleep crap.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, God, please. That was just such a dumb thing, like, yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched the original again, but I'll probably like it more after seeing this.
I think I'll like it more as well, because I think the one thing the original, like, has done so much better than the remake is that I think the pacing is a lot better.
Yeah, this one was...
It has a lot more atmosphere, and Freddy's, like, revealed in a more of a mysterious way, whereas in this one it's, like, death in 5 minutes, two more deaths in the first 20 minutes, Freddy's revealed in, like, the first 5 minutes.
It's kind of, like, the pacing was all over the place. Like, at times I was bored that I was going to have fucking micro naps.
Yeah.
Like, and then other times, you know, I was kind of interested in what was going on, and it's very confusing, like, as to how long the time period's been and this and that. But at least, like, one thing, like I said before, like, the kills in it, at least most of them were pretty good. Like, as we mentioned, like, the beginning one and the death scene that was, like, what's the name of the one? Oh, shit. The blonde one in the original. I can't remember her name for some reason.
Tina.
The one, the death that was kind of like hers.
Yeah.
That was done, like, the same but different, and I thought that was rather effective. Like, I thought she was probably one of the better, like, characters and actresses in it. Like, well, she's not in it for too long.
Fans have said that they wish that the story actually revolved around her rather than Nancy.
Yeah, because she was a bit more interesting than Nancy. Yeah. She could actually,
and
she, like,
was actually scared and was really, like, seemed to be the only person in the whole movie that was genuinely terrified.
Yeah, she was actually scared. She actually fell asleep normally. You know what I mean? Like, she was really, like, the most normal person. And, yeah, like, when she died, that was, yeah, it was a cool death scene. And the one in the jail was definitely a lot more brutal than the one in the jail in the original.
Yeah.
So that at least was, like, decent. But
well, the thing I liked about the new death scene for Tina's character was I liked the fact that she goes, like, in the original it's cool as well when she goes into the alleyway and she sees Freddy. That's pretty creepy. But in this one, she goes into her backyard and she finds her dead dog.
Yeah.
And I like how Freddy comes out and says, I think he says, I was just patting him or something
that. Yeah, it was like a weird, like, asshole-y line sort of thing.
Yeah. Mm. And then, the floating up and stuff was cool. I didn't like the fact that she was thrown around the ceiling. I preferred the original where she's slowly, rolling around the walls and stuff.
She's kind of, dragged up the wall kind of thing.
Yeah, that looks so cool.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. She's probably my favorite out of everybody, actually.
Yeah, she was, definitely one of the better ones. I really, it would have been good if they had cast someone a little bit better for Nancy, because she was just so boring.
She was boring. I don't know how, if she returns to the second one, which has been actually greenlit, and it will be in 3D, apparently.
Yeah, because that's what we so need.
If she returns for that, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with her, because I think she's pretty much done everything she can do.
Yeah, she's pretty boring. Although, they do a sequel, they should do it, totally based on Freddy's Revenge. And they should totally, make the changes that Jesse actually admits to his sexual orientation. And he, totally goes out with guys and stops teasing the women.
They should actually make it blatantly gay.
Because
the other one was all full of metaphors and hidden secrets. This one should actually just be a gay movie.
It should be totally just do it properly. Yeah. That's what they should do. I'd pay to watch that movie.
Yeah.
So just looking at Platinum Dunes films, right?
Oh dear. Because
they seem to do horror remakes. Where would you say this was one of their better efforts or one of their more shittier efforts?
Before I answer, I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but did Platinum Dunes do The Hills Have Eyes remake and Last House on the Left remake?
They did not. Okay. I will tell you which ones that they've done.
Okay.
I'll read them out to you because I've got it up just so I know what I was talking about.
All right.
They did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Okay,
they did,
cool. I like that.
Yeah, that one, I would probably say that was actually their best one.
Yeah, I thought that would be the best
one. They did the Amityville Horror remake, which
that was crap.
I didn't see because I heard it was really shit. They did the Texas Chainsaw Massacre The Beginning, which I didn't see because I thought it was shit.
I didn't see, but I've heard the worst things about it.
Yeah, they did the Hitcher remake, which was just retarded.
I saw that ages ago. I don't really remember it, so I think really I liked it. I don't know. I can't remember.
The Unborn.
That is so crap.
Yeah. The Friday the 13th remake, which I didn't mind.
To me, it was similar to the first Friday the 13th, which was nothing special, so I don't really care about
that. For me, that remake was number one and number two put together with regular kills and this chick who has these big, big boobies, which I often talk about. They've done something called Horsemen, which I haven't even seen.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever watch that.
But I don't know. I don't exactly think that was a remake. I'm not 100%
sure. No, I think they've done two. Yeah, they've done two original movies. One was The Unborn, one was The Horsemen thing.
And then there's Nightmare on Elm Street. So out of all the ones I've seen and from what I've heard, I would probably say that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was probably the best one.
It was the best one, yeah.
And I'm thinking that Nightmare on Elm Street was probably maybe a little bit better than Friday the 13th, so it's probably a better effort from them, but not by much, I don't think.
No, not by much. Mm. I think any of the other 80s remakes that have come out, I really liked Last House on the Left. I really liked Hills Have Eyes, and I liked the second one of that as well.
I didn't see the second one yet.
But I think that's about it. I think there's probably one other one that I like, but Platinum Dunes, they don't have a very good
track record.
Track record.
I guess that's what we can say. So it's I mean,
they're remaking Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, they should so cast. Very boring. Yeah, they need to fully cast someone that can actually emote.
Well,
not someone
Rosemary's
who's boring.
Baby, not that much happens in that movie.
Well, you need to have someone who can actually be emotional. And they totally failed with Nancy because she just didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. There isn't a baby, but that whole movie is based around really good acting and really good atmosphere. And if they don't have that, it's going
to
be so crap.
They just seem to be fail at doing that kind of stuff. So,
And there's not even that much supernatural stuff in Rosemary's Baby. So if they're going to amp it up for the new teenagers and put the devil running around in that stuff, it's going to be so shit.
Yeah, it could actually end up being one of the really shit, hilarious movies. I guess we'll find out in due course.
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately for us, doesn't mean we have to actually watch it.
No, and I don't mind the remakes. Like, I'm not someone who thinks, oh, just because there's an original, I should never... I'm not really fussy, and I'm not really fussy about changes and things like that. I'm just not aimed that way.
It depends what it is, I mean, for me.
Really, if they're shit, I mean, they're shit. You know, it's like...
Yeah, but, remakes can be really, really good, but then they can also be really, really shit, so... But
yeah, of course. Like, people that say all remakes are crap, I mean, that's not true.
Yeah, it just...
I'm completely open to new ones being good. Like, I don't get, like... bitter because I love the original. I really don't care. Like, if the new one's good, then it's the new one, whatever. But Platinum's Dunes, they just make crap, really.
Yeah, they just seem to make crap.
It's average.
It's like crap that looks good because they have the money behind them to have, like, good production values and stuff, but...
Yeah.
You know, then it ends up, like, being a bit shit, so...
I just think Michael Bay should stay away from horror movies.
I think Michael Bay should just, like, I don't know.
Go away.
Not that I don't hate him because I do like some of his movies, but...
Well, his movies are entertaining, but they're so fucking brain dead. Like Transformers is fun, don't get me wrong, it's entertaining, but it's literally like my brain does not need to operate to watch that movie.
No, cool. He makes movies where you don't need to think, so that can be good every so often.
Yeah.
But sometimes he makes Armageddon and I want to shoot myself.
Well, he made Armageddon and he made The Island, which I think is just...
I like that movie.
Ever.
He makes
the most product placement heavy movies in the history of cinema, and that just irritates me.
Yeah, that movie is definitely full of product placement. And he can make some really retarded things with Transformers, like give them balls and
He started off. He started off pretty good with Transformers as like a big dumb movie, and it just kind of got a bit stupid by part two.
Yeah, but yeah, this isn't like the Michael Bay podcast.
No.
So, as far as ratings go, out of 5, what would you give on, like, your initial viewing of A Nightmare on Elm Street remake?
I would give it a very weak 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Even though it's very average, I still thought it was watchable, and because I'm a fan of the original, I did get a bit excited in certain things, like Freddy coming back and dreams and shit. So yeah. I thought it was watchable.
Yeah, mine is 2.5 out of 5, so it's definitely, like, you know, middle average territory. And I did rate it better than Twilight New Moon, so there you go.
Well,
it wasn't actually as boring.
4 out of 5. So.
That's because you're crazy.
I am.
I didn't find this as boring as New Moon. However, both movies suffered from a lead actress who cannot show any emotion whatsoever.
Actually, it's funny you point that out because I was talking to someone today who said that they felt that the Nightmare on Elm Street remake was screwed up because of what's happened with Twilight and teenagers. So I thought the whole thing was like Twilight for horror fans.
Right.
Because the lead actress was so much like Kristen Stewart, and the movie had no sex because of Twilight, because it was written by a woman. So I don't know about these allegations, but
yes, interesting. But I stand by my point that this movie might have been better if there was like a full-blown sex scene and showing some actual like skin and not some dude in his speedos because he had like some micro nap and he was gonna drown.
Yeah.
Kellan Lutz could have just, like, got his clothes off for no reason in the diner.
Kellan Lutz and the chick who played Tina in the remake should have led this whole movie.
Yeah.
Because at least we would have watched a lead actress who was running around screaming, and at least Kellan Lutz was hot.
Was hot, exactly. And so they could have had, like, passionate sex scene, and maybe they could have, like, had a shower together or something, you know.
But all we got was, like, emo twins. One in his speedos who wasn't very attractive and a girl with no emotion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who hides in the closet? So, I mean, just where are you going to hide? Is the closet really a good idea? I don't think
so. I don't think so. No. it was a good thing for Jesse in Freddy's Revenge because he was totally in the closet, but not really for this kind of movie.
Yeah, but Jesse was, Jesse was a bit of a dumbass. I was watching that the other day and I'm just thinking, this guy really needs to die.
Well, apparently some of the problems of Freddy's Revenge is that the character of Jesse was actually originally supposed to be female. So that actually explain a few things, but not really.
Well, I think they could have done a better job making the character male after making it a female, because Jesse seems to read off the script that he needs to scream like a woman.
Well, he does scream like a woman quite a lot.
Laughing at bad moments.
It's a very awesome guilty pleasure movie.
It is.
Yeah.
But see, this is how interesting the new Nightmare on Elm Street is, that we actually stopped talking about it.
Exactly. And are talking about the original series. I will probably watch it again and give it another chance, but I think if I do that, I'm probably going to end up hating it more.
I definitely want to see it again because I want to see it in proper quality, so I can have a better opinion of the CGI and stuff. And I just want to see it just to let it soak in again. But yeah, it might drop down to a 2.5, but still, either way, even I still think if someone was to turn it on and I had to sit there and watch it, I wouldn't need to walk out or kill myself.
Yeah, I could probably sit through it again because I do actually want to see it again and just, you know, have it soak in a second time. But
yeah, but I know people who think it is, honest to God, one of the worst movies they've ever seen. Oh, and
I've seen a fuckload worse than this.
I have seen worse as well.
I've seen so much worse, and I can name them for you right now. Example number one, Glitter.
Glitter is bad.
Come on. It's like so shit, man. It is like way shittier than this movie.
If someone told me the new Nightmare on Elm Street, like if I read reviews that were saying it was the best thing ever, I probably would have left disappointed because it wasn't that good. But yeah, because people said it was like one of the worst movies of the year, I went in expecting really one of the worst movies ever. And I came out like pleasantly surprised slightly. Yeah.
It was not, I don't think it's not as bad as people have made it out to be because, you know, Glitter exists and it's so bad. And then, like, you know, there's movies like Doom, which are absolutely fucking awful and way more awful than this movie.
Doom is a shit movie.
And, you know, off the top of my head, like Mortal Kombat 2, Annihilation.
And Street Fighter.
Yeah, but Street Fighter has the quality that you can enjoy it for the shitness.
I agree.
Mortal Kombat 2 is just completely shit and I want to just shoot myself for watching it.
Well, I unfortunately have guilty pleasures for Mortal Kombat 2 and I own it as well as the soundtrack and watch it.
Well, the soundtrack's actually pretty good. Yeah. And I actually do own Mortal Kombat 2 only because it was cheaper to buy it with Mortal Kombat 1 than to buy Mortal Kombat 1 on its own.
the complicated buying of DVDs.
Yes, exactly. I think this is probably like a wrap for our podcast.
Because I think now it's pretty much just us having a conversation.
Now we're just like fucking way off topic. So yeah, basically to sum up our thoughts, Nightmare on Elm Street remake, average, not the worst movie ever made, but certainly not anything great. Probably
don't expect it to be that great and you might get something mildly entertaining out of it.
I mean, overall I am like disappointed because I was really expecting something a bit better. But then like again, it's definitely not as bad as it could have been. Like it could have definitely been a lot worse.
And I definitely think it's better than Freddy's Dead. Freddy's Dead is the worst Freddy movie ever.
Yeah, and there's no Nintendo Power Glove and video game crap in this one. So at least you can go away with that.
Freddy's Dead is like the Batman and Robin of
Freddy franchise. And then again, there's another movie that is worse than this one.
What's that?
So Batman and Robin.
Oh, right.
Is worse than this movie.
Yeah, that is worse. I agree. Yeah.
So, see, you managed to name a few movies that are worse than this one, so it's not the worst movie ever.
No, it's not.
So, yeah, well, that's a wrap, and I've been super Marcy, and I've been super awesome, and Stephen has been Stephen, and
awesome. I will be back.
He is not going to jump in the closet when Freddy's chasing him.
No.
No closets for you. Yes. And you will be back soon, hopefully.
Yes, I will not leave it this longer for next time.
Yes, we'll definitely get you back on soon. And yes, that's a wrap. And I have no idea what I'm going to say to close the show. So I'm just going to say, see you later.
Bye.